As a kid, 20-something-year-old Sullivan Fortner loved playing the piano at church.
And I met a guy, who was just a burning piano player, a guy named Ronald Markham, came to church one day, and he was like, "You need to go to New Orleans Center for Creative Arts." I was like, "Well, why?" He said, "Well, because you're a good musician, and NOCA will make you better. They'll, like, show you, like, how to play, like, really play."
And that it did.
This was an opportunity for me to create with an ensemble, with a group, and actually try to figure out what it was that I wanted to sound like, given what everybody else was doing.
He knew jazz was what he wanted to do, but
I was going to go to school for medicine because my dad was like, "You need to do something. You can always play music, but you need something that'll establish you and make you some money and, you know, get you some insurance and, you know, stuff like that."
At the last minute, he applied for and got a scholarship to the Oberlin Conservatory of Music. And from there, he went on to get a master's degree at the Manhattan School of Music.
That was also part of the deal with my dad. He was like, "If you're going to go into music, just make sure you get a master's degree so at least you can teach."
How do you help yourself grow and learn every day with jazz and with your music? Because you're obviously a learner. I mean, you soak it in.
Absolutely. You just listen to the music. The more you listen to it and the more you start to dissect what it is everybody's doing and you start to dissect what you're doing in relation to it, it keeps you humble. Just all of the masters, just thinking about the masters from Jelly Roll Morton and James P. Johnson, Louis Armstrong, Chick Corea and Brad Mehldau, and even guys in our generation, like my fellow finalists, listening to those guys and absorbing what they do keep you humble. And make you understand that, no, you got a long way to go. You keep learning, keep reaching, keep searching.
Fortner gives a free performance this afternoon at 3 p.m. at Eskenazi Hospital in the main lobby. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.